Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
How are tickets selling for the Knoxville Nationals? What's new this year? And why are the Nationals so important to our communities? Let's go in depth with Brian Stickle, General Manager of the Knoxville Raceway. Well, Brian, it's early morning at the track and hustle and bustle all around. Everybody's getting ready.
Yes. So far this year, we've had a great season. The Knoxville Nationals is shaping up to be probably the best ever. The racing here has been phenomenal all year long, and we expect the same out of the next couple weeks. So we get a little help from the weather and stays nice and cool like it has been. It's going to be quite a show.
Rumors are that ticket sales are up. Any truth to that?
They are up in all of our events. Even our weekly shows have been up. The Knoxville Nationals ticket sales are a little over 5% ahead of where they were last year at this same point. Camping has been sold out for a month, where typically it sells out just about a week before the Nationals take place. So just the excitement surrounding the Nationals and the interest is overwhelming. I think we have more people coming from overseas this year. So it's going to be a great international crowd again.
Well, what do you attribute the increased interest?
Well, I mean, it's part of our long-term, long-range planning. You know, it's about brand awareness, brand building, and we've worked hard over the last 7-8 years to just build Knoxville Raceway's image and brand that, you know, this is the dirt track capital of the world. This is where the biggest sprint car race and biggest dirt track race in the world takes place. And, you know, there's no better place than Knoxville, and our little town is great at embracing the people that come, and that's a huge part of it as well.
The international visitors are always fun. I love talking to everybody, but people from out of town, out of state, out of the country, that's just really great.
Yes, and, you know, we were fortunate enough to go down and kind of see what they do down in Australia this year, and that was a phenomenal trip. And we haven't put out a press release yet, but of course Knoxville and Warrnambool, Australia, are going to become sister cities, which I think is going to create a great cultural exchange and give an opportunity to not only increase tourism but to increase the culture and how they do things down there. And they have really the down under counterpart to the Knoxville Nationals at Premier Speedway there, and I had the opportunity to meet with several other track promoters down there who do a great job promoting sprint car racing and dirt track racing as well, and it's a good little community.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about Nationals with Brian Stickle, General Manager of the Knoxville Raceway. Any special events this year?
You know, we'll have a lot of driver interviews, a lot of driver interaction, which is really the coolest part about our sport. You know, people can reach out and touch the drivers and interact with them and ask them questions. You know, they're not so much put on a pedestal, but they're, you know, the drivers are a lot like the fans. You know, they most of them come from humble backgrounds and are here to have fun and do the things they love, and which is what we all should do, right? Mm-hmm. And continue to do. You know, new here at the Knoxville Raceway, last week we didn't have our video screen in operation because we're getting a new video screen, which will be almost twice the size of the old one, high definition. So that should be a good upgrade for people, and we're excited to showcase that here upcoming this week.
And so how big is that? How many feet by how many
It'll be 36 feet wide and 17 feet tall. The old one was 16 feet tall and 20 feet wide.
So a lot bigger.
A lot bigger. And a lot clearer.
And big name drivers. Who's some of the big name drivers coming?
Well, you know, of course, Steve Kinzer. This is the last year of his World of Outlaw tour. That doesn't mean he's going to quit racing. We think he'll continue to run the Nationals and some other shows. But one thing we're doing with the KRCO is the KRCO is raffling off a Steve Kinzer Bad Boy buggy. His painted like his 2013 sprint car. And that, for $10, people can get a raffle ticket. And then Saturday night, the Knoxville Nationals in Victory Lane, just before the announcement of the A-Main drivers, we're going to draw for the winner of that Bad Boy buggy, and we're going to have Steve Kinzer draw, and there's an opportunity to get your picture taken with Steve in the buggy. And so that's kind of a new, cool thing. And, you know, who knows who's going to enter last minute to the Knoxville Nationals. You know, Kyle Larson is always a threat to enter, but I don't know that his team will allow him to. Of course, Shane Stewart's driving for him. I think it's up for grabs anybody this year in the Knoxville National. Donnie Schatz is kind of dominated, but I think others are figuring out what to do, how to do it, and figuring out ways to maybe keep him at bay a little bit.
Well, and we're always pulling for our Knoxville regulars to do well at Nationals.
We are, and, you know, they've always performed pretty well. And, you know, I think this year we have such a great field with, Justin Henderson, Brian Brown, Terry McCarl, Craig Delansky, Dusty Zomer. I mean, any of those guys have a shot. And, we expect them, quite a few of them, to be in the A main, and it'd be great to see a Knoxville Nationals dominated by our regular drivers.
And do we know how many entrants there are so far?
We expect a little over 100. I think there's 105 entered right now. The 360 Nationals, not quite as many, but we expect about the same amount in both events.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about Nationals with Brian Stickle, general manager of the Knoxville Raceway. Now, for the person that doesn't come or has never been here before, what do you suggest they do?
Well, I suggest they come early so they can kind of see what's going on, because it's not just, it's not just a race that starts at 7 o'clock at night. It's really a cultural festival that people need to come and experience. And you know, if they come early, find a place to park. There's parking over at the Young's Park. There's parking, just about every yard in town is selling some reasonably priced parking. But when they come in, just take time to walk around the racetrack, check out all the T-shirt vendors and other vendors, and talk to some of the fans, other fans you see, and you'll see T-shirts from just about the very first Knoxville Nationals to now. And our fans, we've got the best fans in the world. They come here and see some of the greatest racing, and they're happy when they get here, and they're pretty happy when they leave too. And enjoy some of their stories, and I think most of them are more than willing to share some advice on where to sit, what to look for, pick up a program, because that explains a racing program and what to look for, the flags and so forth, and then just sit back and have fun with your friends.
Well, one of the things that's always fun, too, is after the races, when the people, I guess the only word I can think of is swarm from the stands down into the pits to talk to the drivers. That's fun.
They do. And that's, again, the great thing about our sport. You can touch the drivers. You can touch the cars. You can talk with them after the races and get the feeling of how they did, and they'll sign autographs till the last fan leaves. Of course, we have live music after Wednesday, Thursday, Friday of each night, and we've got some really good bands coming in. Final Mix is on Thursday, both at 4 o'clock, and then after the races, and Steve McLean and the Jefferson County Green Band on Friday. We got Jamie Bratcher on Saturday at 4 o'clock. So some really good music and entertainment all throughout the day.
which is indicative of the role of the Nationals as a festival.
Exactly, exactly. You know, we like to call it the Disneyland of motorsports.
Well, that's a new one. I haven't heard that.
It is new, Bob.
Did you just make it up?
We did.
All right. Well, it is fun. It's a great time. But it's also an economic boon to Knoxville and Marion County, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. You know, one of these days we're going to do an economic impact study. I'm not sure when, but, we estimate that the economic impact of Knoxville Raceway over the years is very close to $50 million. And I think that's probably a very, very conservative estimate. Just with the number of people we bring in. I mean, over the course of next week, we'll bring in over 100,000 people. This week, probably 30 to 40,000 people. And, we have some other big shows, the late model Knoxville Nationals, the Monster Jam in September. And we're looking to add some more big shows here in 2015.
And it's not just Knoxville that does well because of it. I've seen people from the races going out to Pleasantville. Lots of people in Pella businesses welcome the visitors from, that are here for Nationals. It's the whole county that's impacted.
Yeah, Marion County as a whole does an excellent job. I mean, Pella really opens their doors and their arms and, welcomes all our international fans. We love for them to go tour Lake Red Rock, to tour Pella, Pleasantville, at the Checkerboard or Smoky Row, any of those businesses, really do welcome our fans, and I think they love the Iowa hospitality and the Marion County hospitality, which I think is unique to Iowa as well. I don't think anybody in the state does it better than Marion County.
It's fun to see all those checkered flags and all the businesses around.
It is, and I'm glad we can all pull together in this in late July and early August to make this happen.
And it takes a lot of people working, too. I mean, how many people will be working at the track when all of this is happening?
It does. Over the course of the Knoxville Nationals, we employ 330 people, give or take, and they'll all be working at some point during that 2 weeks. And that's just what we use here on site, the amount of people that work in all the businesses and the extra parking and camping and all that. I'm not sure anybody in Marion County is not working at some point throughout the 2 weeks towards all our guests that come in. So that's pretty cool.
And a lot of our nonprofits make some money this time, and a lot of them use volunteers. And I understand more volunteers are probably needed by the chamber and probably other organizations. If you've got a church group that does something, everybody's pulling together, and this is probably a big time for lots of our nonprofits.
Yes, I think so, and we're glad that they can profit from this, and we appreciate all that they do as well. I mean, I'm sure there's some that I don't even know about that do parking or do a spaghetti feed or something that helps make our visitors feel more welcome. Of course, the chamber helps organize the shuttle, which we'll have running next week all 4 days. And, that's a tremendous help for us to get our fans around to the area businesses here in Knoxville.
Yeah, it's fun to sit and ride on those shuttles and just talk to people, and it's just fun. And, one of the best parts is the people that have not been here before, when their eyes light up, when they come here and they see the track and their eyes get all big, it's fun.
Yeah, and that is. I mean, the ones who have been here, they know what to expect, but they kind of, each time they come, it's kind of a renewed sense of awe, if you will, that they're finally here, and this is what they live for each year.
Mm-hmm. And you've ordered good weather, I presume.
We have, so anything you can do to help will be greatly appreciated, though.
Thanks to Brian Stickle for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In-Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In-Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In-Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.